Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Bunny podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving into the science of longevity with a focus on a molecule that's getting a lot of attention in the health space, NAD. Joining us is Dr. Jin Chongxi, a scientist, professor, and NAD specialist who has spent decades researching disease prevention, longevity, and optimizing human health. Dr. Jin works with some of the top minds in the field and has led groundbreaking studies in NAD and its impact on aging and wellness. In this episode, we'll explore why NAD is vital for cellular energy and health, how to test and optimize your NAD levels, and the revolutionary supplements and testing protocols Dr. Jin has developed. Whether you're new to biohacking or looking to deepen your knowledge, this episode is packed with actionable insights to elevate your health and energy. So now let's dive in to this episode with Dr. Jin. Before we dive in, I want to say how much it would mean if you could subscribe to the Biohacker Blondie podcast or leave a review on your favorite platform. Your support helps me share valuable health insights and keeps this podcast thriving with the help of sponsors. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I truly hope this information helps you and your loved ones on the path to better health.
Have you ever spent way too much time hunting for something you know you have but just can't remember where you put it? Whether it's holiday decorations, seasonal clothes, or biohacking gadgets, we've all been there. That's why I'm excited to share a game changer, Smart Labels. These genius QR code labels make staying organized effortless. Here's how it works. Simply stick a Smart Label on your storage container, scan the QR code with the Smart Labels app, and catalog everything inside, complete with a name, description, and even a picture. Next time you're looking for something, just search in the app and it'll tell you exactly where to find it. It even gives you the label color, the 4-character code, and the location of the container. Or if you're staring at a high shelf wondering what's inside a bin, just scan the label and boom, the app tells you everything. Smart Labels are the ultimate tool for an organized, stress-free life. Whether it's for you or the perfect gift this holiday season, you can grab a pack on Amazon by searching for Smart Labels, one word, and make clutter a thing of the past. Trust me, your future self will thank you.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am so excited because we are here with, and we are going to talk all things NAD, which is a huge topic in the longevity space. You're a scientist, professor, and an NAD specialist, and you work with like the top people, you know, studying NAD, clinical research, and you also have your own testing and supplements. So welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day for this podcast. And then if you can give a little background why you got into NAD. So welcome.
Sure. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And I'm always happy to talk about NAD and everything about longevity. Obviously, you know, NAD is very important, but I must say that NAD is not the only thing that's important to longevity and health. I want to get that point out immediately. And I very often say that NAD optimization is the first and necessary step towards healthy longevity. So since it's the first step, let's talk about NAD today. Maybe on another occasion, we'll talk about many of the other biomarkers and intervention strategies that we can consider and that we should think about. You know, my overall approach to health and longevity is a holistic approach. But, you know, we have to start from something that's easier to understand and easier to get done, and we'll focus on NAD today. And so let me answer your question directly, why I got interested in NAD first. Well, that's a long story, not so long, about it takes about 5 to 6 years. Now, I have been a biomedical researcher, a professor in medical schools for over 40 years. And my research has always been about disease prevention in individuals with high risk of developing various diseases. My career started with childhood disease, especially type 1 diabetes. And then later on, I became very interested in the whole health of the whole body. If you want, in medical schools, medical doctors, by and large, are specialized in treating problems in with one organ at a time, maybe they don't really have the time or knowledge to think about how the whole body function. And they are actually not allowed to treat you as a person, okay? Because they are not licensed to do so. So I have always been about treating a person as a whole. So you have to use a holistic approach to towards disease and more about health. And about 5 years ago, when I started looking into how we can improve health and extend the health span and also lifespan, there are a number of factors that are really important. And I studied hundreds and hundreds of potential biomarkers that are important. And very quickly, what we realized was that there are a few functions or nutritional elements that are underlying causes of all age-related diseases, whether it's diabetes that I studied for over 30 years, cardiovascular disease, infections, and you can name it. And NAD deficiency was one of the major problems underlying all these health issues. So we also know at that time that NAD declines with age, and the data came primarily from animal models. And later on, once we got the NAD test, we have data on tens of thousands of individuals. We realized that the decline is actually much sharper and quicker and earlier than it was expected. You can actually see some data behind me over here. Actually, I always have data available.
Okay.
These are in young people, teenagers, and these are in individuals in around 30 years of age. You can see even very young people in their later 20s, they are already quite deficient for NAD. And yeah, also about 25% of the teenagers are deficient in NAD. So
curious, because I don't know how long you've been studying this, NAD, but do you see a decrease in age of more deficient in NAD?
Yeah, it does. So as you move on with age, it becomes lower and lower. So
yeah,
there's no doubt that NAD declines with age, but what most people don't talk about or don't realize is NAD deficiency is associated with health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And usually individuals with some diseases or poor health have more deficient NAD levels.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB
Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
So, the two top factors that influence NAD levels is, number one, health status, and number two, age. Okay? So, and what that means, you know, to me, and I think it's correct, is NAD deficiency is a major cause of many diseases. And we have a lot of data on that. And so not only declines with age, but it's deficient in people with poor health. That's why we almost every adult and a small, about 25% of very young individuals, teenagers, and even toddlers, including my 7-year-old daughter. And they are deficient in NAD, and getting the NAD optimized can improve their health and obviously extend their health span and lifespan.
So can you give just a little bit explanation for people who are not too familiar with NAD, how it supports our longevity and our cells and our just overall health? So I don't think people understand the importance of NAD.
Sure. So NAD is what we scientists or professionals call a core enzyme. I think most people understand what an enzyme is. An enzyme is the protein that carries out many of our cellular activities. Now, most enzymes need a core enzyme to function. And NAD is a core enzyme that helps over 500 other enzymes to function. Without NAD, these enzymes wouldn't function. And among all these different functions, the number one function of NAD is to help our cells to produce cellular energy. Mm-hmm. Now, cellular energy is in the form of ATP. And many people probably heard of ATP. Now, if you have not, and the example is like a gasoline that runs an engine, right? Yeah. Without gasoline, your car wouldn't move anywhere. Now, if your cells don't have ATP, the cells wouldn't be able to do anything. And without NAD, our cells cannot produce ATP or energy for the cells. And it's almost impossible for us to survive for a few minutes without NAD. That's how important it is. But this is only one of the over 500 different functions.
Yeah, it's super important. And I have noticed probably one of the supplements besides deficiencies, NAD has been my go-to for that I can tell makes a big difference. And so my energy. And I feel the more energy you have, the healthier you are, the more the happier you are, because if you have energy, I feel like that's the life source. Is energy, right? When you don't have energy, you're exhausted. You don't want to do things. You don't want to, you know, you're not going to smile and be excited to go out and be creative or anything. So I feel like it is somewhat like our life force. You want to produce a lot of energy for your body to do function. So it's so important. There's so many topics. You also have like testing and stacking and all these different modalities that I don't think people are thinking of. Can you kind of go into the testing? Because this is such a controversial area. And I think a lot of scientists and doctors are still confused in this space. And of course, the rest of the world. And the testing is new to most people. So, and I know it's not easy to test. So how does this testing work? And what are the levels people should look at? And I also want to know what you see most people's levels at.
Sure. So let's talk about the testing first.
Okay.
For decades, medical professionals, scientists all want to have a test that can be used for patient care or to guide them on how to optimize NAD. So it's a desire that has been around for decades and decades. And NAD could be tested in a laboratory and in a number of laboratories for research purposes. And the problem that the research test cannot be used for in a clinical setting is because the test is not very reproducible, especially over time. So the results you get today may not be the same as the result you will get in a few weeks or a few months or a few years. For any test to become a clinical tool, your test results have to be stable over time. And because of the NAD molecules not very stable and the test was not very reproducible over time, so it became very difficult for people to implement the test for clinical purposes or for consumers.
Are you ready to elevate your health and wellness journey? Let me tell you about Valhalla Vitality, your online destination for integrative health solutions. Whether you're looking to lose weight, balance your hormones, explore peptide treatments, or enhance your vitality, Valhalla Vitality creates personalized plans to help you reach your goals. And here's the best part. Use my code JENNY20 for $20 off your first service. Just click the link in the show notes to get started. Take charge of your health today with Valhalla Vitality because your wellness journey deserves the best. Are you ready to take your home wellness to the next level? Right now, there's a huge sale on two of my absolute favorite products, Aqua True Water Purifiers and Air Doctor Air Filtration Systems. Aqua True uses advanced reverse osmosis technology to remove contaminants like lead, chlorine, and PFAS, giving you pure, delicious water right from your tap. And Air Doctor features ultra HEPA filters that capture even the smallest particles, like allergens and toxins, to ensure you're breathing the cleanest air possible. To grab these deals, just click the link in the show notes for a special discount. Don't miss the opportunity to create a healthier home environment for you and your family.
Now, about 5 years ago, that was it became very clear to me and my team that we must have a reproducible test that can be used on tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of people are in a very consistent manner over time. So we're spending a lot of time to figure out how to preserve the NAD, which is not very stable, and how to transport the samples from a remote location to our laboratory, and how we keep the test and results stable over, you know, the next, you know, decades. And that you have to establish all these technologies and standard operation procedures in order to have the test implemented as a clinical test. That's what we spent about 2 years on that. And finally, about 4 years ago in 2020, we started offering a test on the market. So the test itself is actually pretty simple. And so we basically ship this kit to anyone, whether you are a doctor or an individual, and we send the test to you, and in the test, you have an instruction, a very detailed instruction that will tell you how to do it, and it's actually very, very simple. What we need to do is you use a small device that's called a MANSET, and you twist it, right? And then you just press against your finger. Let me see. All right. Just press this down, and you will have blood coming out. And you put the blood on a blood collection paper. Mm-hmm. This is a commonly used for newborn screening. And all moms would know because all newborns are testing for various biomarkers using the same blood card. All right. So you just get a squeeze the blood onto the blood card, let it dry, and send it back to us. And then we will do everything else in the laboratory. It takes about less than 1 week to have the results ready. It can be as fast as 1 day, depending on, you know, when we receive the sample. But no more than 1 week, you will get the results. And with the results, you know what you are deficient or how deficient you are. And then you can use one of the many intervention strategies. And after 3 to 4 weeks, you retest to find out whether your intervention works or not, or whether you need to change your protocol, either dosage or the type of products, so you can get your NAD into the optimal level. Yeah. Now, all the benefits that we talk about only come when the NAD levels reach the optimum range. Many people who are using NAD supplements or IV infusions or injections actually don't have their NAD optimized, even they don't use the right approach and the right dosage. So testing is really necessary to get the full benefit of NAD. And also, if you take too much, it can become harmful. So you really have to keep the level in the window that we recommend. I feel very comfortable, very confident that the optimal range we define is good for your health and avoid the harmful effect.
Have you ever seen anyone over the limit?
Yeah, we have. About 5%. About 5% of people getting their levels too high.
Well, what were they doing?
Very good question. So it really depends on, well, we're different, right? We have different genetics, we have different lifestyle, we have different health status. and how we can use the products. And most people are using NAD precursors to get the NAD levels up.
Yes. Now,
our cells can use the NAD precursors with different efficiencies. And about 70% of the individuals need about 1,000 milligrams of NMN or NR to get the NAD levels into the optimum range.
Yeah.
About 25% need more than 1,000 milligrams, and about 5% need less than 1,000 milligrams. Now, for this 5%, if they are taking 1,000 milligrams or 1,500 milligrams, their levels can potentially go over the upper level of the optimum range. And so that's one set of the population. A second set of the population that no one is paying attention to and no one knows about it is if you are taking very high doses of niacin. Niacin is a drug and a supplement as well that are commonly prescribed to reduce cholesterol level. Okay.
But sure.
High doses of niacin can increase NAD level to a much higher than the optimum range.
Okay.
And so my message to everyone who is taking niacin to reduce cholesterol levels, including doctors, especially doctors need to know, right? And individuals should know as well. If you are taking high doses of niacin, please get your NAD checked to see whether you got your NAD way too high without knowing it. And if NAD level is too high, you are taking high doses of niacin, you can increase the levels of two metabolites that can increase vascular inflammation and increase cardiovascular risk. This is a very, very important message that we need to get out to everyone, because
if you're over of an NAD, this is what the cause is?
Yeah, if you take a high dose of niacin, you have a very good chance that your NAD level is too high.
Okay, and then
even though your NAD level is high, but you are not getting the benefits of NAD, because it's too high, you are increasing the too harmful metabolites.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I've never heard anyone really say what happens if you take too much, and I don't think a lot of people are on the high end. Are there specific genes as well that affect the NAD levels, or certain ethnicities you've seen that have higher NAD levels?
Yeah, there are genetic factors involved. And so there are multiple enzymes that turn NAD precursors into NAD, right? And there are genetic variants that can modify the efficacy of these enzymes. So we also see NAD levels can cluster in some families. If it clusters in families, usually it's an indication of involvement of genetic factors.
Okay.
And also we know there is a major difference between different ethnic groups. For example, Chinese, Koreans, Vietnamese, Indians, or Asian people. These are the countries where we have more data. And their levels tend to be much, much lower than Caucasians, for example. And I think there's a genetic component to it, and there's also a component of how we fortify our foods. I'm actually getting more data on that. And
interesting. I didn't even think.
Yeah, it's actually. I know the difference for quite a few years already, but I did not understand why. But now I think I'm getting a good handling on why that is so. And there are two major factors, genetic factors and how we process our food, and especially fortification. And especially fortification with niacin.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of this. And I think it's so exciting to kind of like do research all around the world, because like, say, for example, heavy metals, like I would love to know more in like Japan if they have heavy metal toxicity versus some countries that don't eat so much fish, or is the green tea or whatever they're doing is taking away the heavy metals. So it's really cool to see, you know, biomarkers from all around the world and start to do research and understand, is it food or is it genetics, you know? And it's really cool to see that. So this test is available worldwide, right? So anyone can...
It is. Anyone can order the test. We work with many partners and doctors, and we can also ship to individuals worldwide.
So since you see so many tests, what affects NAD but like increases it and also decreases NAD? What are factors like toxins versus, you know, I know you're big with creatine and other supplements to help the NAD. So what helps and what also reduces NAD?
So the major determinants of NAD levels include, we talk about the genetic factors a little bit, and you know, not much you can do. You got your genes from your parents, and they are your genes. So you're not going to be able to change it but lifestyle choices can have an impact on NAD levels, and certain activities like exercise, sauna, can have an impact on NAD levels. And I think the major determinants again are, number one, health status, how healthy you are. And inflammation is a major determinant of NAD levels, and especially with certain conditions like infertility in women. Now, women with infertility issues have high inflammation in their ovaries, and they are deficient in NAD. And that's because inflammation increases an enzyme called CD38, and CD38 can eat NAD for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So avoiding inflammation, improving health in general, can boost or help to maintain your NAD levels. But these are important. What I must emphasize, make it very clear, is you can change your lifestyle. You can appear as healthy as you can be, but your NAD levels can still be deficient. And for example, we can take very often I hear from customers that I'm very healthy. I exercise every day, and I couldn't possibly be deficient in NAD, right? I said, no, wrong. If you are engaged in intensive training, you actually tend to be more deficient in NAD. I work with a lot of super athletes, boxing champion Cena, and his NAD level was very, very deficient. And we put him on the supplement. It increased by over 300%.
Wow.
It's
I don't think athletes understand too that when you're doing so much to your body and running, you know, marathon runners or like these extreme athletes, I believe from what I've heard is that your NAD gets depleted even more because you're using more of that ATP.
Absolutely. So it's, you know, pretty much all adults are somewhat deficient in NAD or severely deficient in NAD, and you know, getting NAD optimized will help everyone and can solve many health issues.
Yeah, I think too, with so many toxins in our environment, that it's also going to deplete, cause inflammation, cause so many health issues, and I think it's also going to deplete your NAD. So when we have the heavy metals and the plastics and the pesticides in our body, you know, mm-hmm. it takes away of our NAD. What are some, I know, so you have a few supplement products. One is Vitality, mm-hmm. and that is stacked with a few other supplements. Can you explain why you chose those with NMN, the precursor to NAD?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fascinating story. Uh-huh. So, you know, at the beginning, you know, our number one mission was to develop NAD test so we can help people getting their NAD optimized. Very quickly, what we realized was that products on the market were not very effective. And another major issue that we encountered was side effect from pure NMN products. If you look on the internet, a lot of the complaints about NMN is that you may be maybe very sleepy or even get headaches after taking NMN. And so we were trying to solve the problem, and also we were trying to see whether we can increase the efficacy. So I have to give credit to my wife, because she was the one who experimented with you know, hundreds and hundreds of combinations with various ingredients. Wow. In our kitchen, I was the experimental red for her. Okay,
you're doing a lot of blood pricking.
We're doing a lot of blood pricking, and I was taking what kinds of formulations she did. I'm usually the first one to take in, and then she's the second one, and then we have a few friends who wanted to help out, and so we're testing lots of combinations. And we end up with one formulation that solved the sleepiness issue and also the efficacy for increasing NAD. But we did not realize, you know, how much health benefit this combination can give to people. And we continue to discover all sorts of benefits that we never expected from an NAD product. So,
yes, tell the benefits so people know what to expect, because everyone just wants to know the answer.
So I can sit here and tell you about the benefits for our, maybe ours, and we'll list a few important ones. The number one, what you talk about, that's energy, increase the energy. If you are tired in the afternoon or at night or anytime, and you are definitely deficient in NAD, all right? So yeah. If you are tired, you don't have enough NAD to make ATP. And about 90% of people report better energy, and they perform better. So that's the first one. The second one is improved sleep. And NAD actually controls the expression of the genes involved in circadian rhythm, you know, sleeping cycle.
Yeah.
So you want to get NAD levels up, and that will help you sleep. I mean, both, you know, I get both benefits. And the next one is improved cognitive function, and you know, and also reduce brain fog. It can help a patient with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. All right, and also can help children with autism. And so that's number three. Number four, it can reduce inflammation, especially arthritis. And I mean, I got all these benefits by myself, all right? And the number five is it can reduce or very often completely eliminate asthmatic symptoms. I mean, I had asthma, and my whole family is very has high energy, and especially during the pollen season. That's a major benefit that people can get.
Oh, I can even think of like allergies. Interesting.
We have some blogs on our website. If people are interested, come to our website. You will find the information. You will find the molecular mechanism that I put into the blogs. It's a little scientific, but hopefully you can understand it. So we have all this content on the website for educational purposes.
Ginfinity.com, right?
It's Ginfinity.com. Yeah. For me, the number one benefit that I like the most is it improved my tennis game by more than 25 years.
Wow.
my personal goal is to be able to play tennis at 100 and beyond.
Yeah, I love it.
So I become at least 25 years younger for my tennis game. And everything related to tennis, you know, tennis elbow, my shoulder pain, my wrist, and all these issues were gone. And, you know, about 7-8 years ago, I was having major issues. When I sit on the couch and in the evening, and I couldn't get up. I mean, it was extremely painful.
Wow.
So I had knee problems, and I was able to, you know, use various products, but primarily the NAD product, the Vitality Boost. And now I don't have any of these issues anymore.
Wow.
And, you know, from about 20 years ago, I had to take a Tylenol before I played tennis. If I don't take a Tylenol, I couldn't play. And after a tennis game, and it took me, you know, a week to recover. And now I recover almost immediately. I still play twice a week and 4 hours a time. I go crazy about tennis.
How long have you been taking NMN or NR or
about 4 to 5 years.
Okay. And so you said 20 years ago, you couldn't even play tennis without taking Tylenol and getting off the couch. That was 20 years ago?
Taking Tylenol, I started taking Tylenol before I played about 20 years ago. On the couch, I couldn't get up on the couch from about 10 years ago.
So when this first test came out, what were your levels, and how long does it take?
I was below 20. I was somewhere over here. Now I'm way up over here.
Yeah, are you at the very top to where?
I was below 20, okay. And I'm now at 65 plus minus 5.
Okay.
And you want to be at least the 40. Ideally, you want to be in the 50s or 60s, but don't go over 100.
And don't go over 100. Okay. And how long does it take for someone, once they start supplementing, to up their levels by 10 or 20 or so?
I can get your level up probably after 5 to 7 days. And we recommend the retesting after 3 to 4 weeks. Let me show you the data. I always have the data available. So,
love it.
You know, I'm a scientist. I cannot help. Okay. These are the baseline. This is a clinical trial we have done. And this is 2 weeks after supplementation. You can see, on average, the levels increase by over 100%. And in the next 2 weeks, the levels continue to go up a little bit, but not that much. So you really only need 2 weeks. But in many people, it only takes 5 to 7 days to get the levels very high. And
with
the vitality, yeah.
How many milligrams are in the vitality of NMN? And I know there's also the creatine, the ribose, and a few other. So why did you choose those? And those were the best stack to up our.
So we have three different pathways that can be used to make NAD in this product. You have the NMN, that's a one-step precursor. It means that you can convert NMN into NAD with one enzyme. And then we have D-ribose and nicotinamide. And these two together will make NR, nicotinamide riboside. Nicotinamide riboside can be turned into NMN and then into NAD, right? Your body can use nicotinamide directly to make NAD as well. So we have three different pathways that one can use to make NAD. We also have creatine in the product. Creatine is a battery for ATP. When you combine creatine and ATP, you make phosphocreatine. You store the high energy bond of phosphate into the creatine molecule. Now, when you don't consume a lot of ATP, ATP is not stable. It disappears very quickly. And so we want to store the high energy phosphate bond with the creatine. Then when you go play tennis and you need a lot of energy, the phosphocreatine will release the high energy bond and to give you ATP that will power your muscles. So it's a one product, but it has multiple functions.
Yeah.
And they work synergistically to provide you not multiple ways to make NAD, but they provide you with other cellular functions. That's why we see, I don't believe in magic, but I think this product is actually as magic either can get. And we totally did not anticipate it. That's how science usually works. If you are trying to make something, it may not happen.
And I ate on, creatine is also coming out for better brain health and brain function.
Yeah, absolutely. So creatine is a new neurotransmitter, and NAD is also a neurotransmitter. That's why we see so much benefit from brain function.
Yeah.
And also, brain is only about 2% of our body weight, but it consumes over 20% of energy. So you really have to help your brain cells to produce ATP.
It's so important. And I don't think people are thinking, when they hear creatine, they think of bodybuilders,
That's how it was initially used. I mean, there are so many other functions that are coming out now. There are a number of people who believe that creatine is, at least among the top supplements that people should take. I agree, especially for women. I mean, I assume that many of your audience are probably women.
Yeah.
Creatine deficiency, creatine is more important for women's health than for men.
Well,
whether you are engaged in bodybuilding or not. It's because women are more deficient in creatine.
Ah, okay. What is creatine also from meat? Is it more like red meat?
You can get it from meat. You can especially, you know, beef and red meat. But you don't get enough. Not nearly enough. Unless you eat so much.
Yeah. So there's so much controversy of, you know, NR versus NMN2. The NMN, they say, is the bigger molecule and we can't take in if we supplement. And then I've also heard NR, NMN, because it goes NR, then to NMN, then to NAD+. So, but a lot of people take NMN and have done studies of both and they both benefit NAD. So what is your thoughts on the NR versus NMN?
Well, this has been a debate for a while, and
ask, yeah.
Yeah, especially in a few years ago, and there was a heated debate between the NR and NMN camps. I think they were debating without evidence. That's a debate that I don't want to get engaged. I allow the data to speak. Okay. So the controversy was mostly provoked by the NR camp because they don't want people to think that NMN works. And I think it's a little self-serving. And what I can tell you is that both NMN and NR camp are very good and probably the best NAD precursors. My personal preference is NMN, and that's because number one, NMN is a one-step precursor, NR is a two-step precursor. If you are deficient in an enzyme that turns NR to NMN, then NR may not work for you. But not too many people are deficient in that enzyme called NR kinase, NRK.
Can you supplement? I know I take digestive enzymes. This might be like a funny question or something.
No, this enzyme that you can, that's not NR kinase enzyme that you can take. Even if you take it, it's not going to be very efficient. I mean, there could be ways to boost the NRK enzyme production by your cells, but no one really knows how to do it now. Okay. The bottom line is NR and NMN are both good precursors. NMN and NR also have their own biological functions. I think the functions associated with NMN are probably more important than NR. But that's a little debatable.
Yeah.
The major difference is what we see is actually between this formulation and the pure precursors, both NR and NMN. We can get 90% of people's NAD optimized with this formulation, and that we cannot do with pure NMN or NR. With pure NMN and NR, it's only about 20 to 30% of the population. And also the clinical benefits are much, much more from the formulation than from just the pure precursors. And there's a major difference between the formulation.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, instead of debating the issue, most people are not going to be able to know or be able to judge, including doctors. I mean, they are not studying this topic very deeply. It's very hard for anyone to judge. And my advice to everyone is you have two ways to evaluate whether a strategy or a product is right for you. The first one is get a testing before and after you take the product or take the intervention. And but that's not enough. It's a good start. It's not enough, okay? The secondly, you want to feel, you want to know how your body reacts to what you are doing. Are you getting the benefits that you want? If you are not getting the benefit or any benefits, the product is probably not right for you. So I can give you an example. I got a call from a customer who was taking our product, and then he has two friends who are doctors who are trying to convince him to use NAD IV infusion, and he called me and I said what he should do. The first question I asked him is, are you getting any benefits from the product? And he said, yes, you know, I'm getting greater benefits.
Yeah.
Well, if you are getting greater benefits, then it's probably a good product for you.
You're talking about IV, an IV.
Yeah, from the NMN product. And the IV is... It can be a good treatment for certain situations, primarily neurological conditions and addictions. But NAD IV actually does not increase intracellular NAD. So you are not getting the full benefit of NAD if you are only using the IV.
I've heard the IV is kind of like the horsepower and the NR and MN is like the engine, you know? So
No. I have a lot of data. So, you know, we have done clinical studies. We know that NAD IV does not increase intracellular NAD, but IV has been used in clinics for decades and it's useful for very specific situations.
Yeah.
If you want to boost your energy, if you want to extend the lifespan and health span, you must get the intracellular NAD increase and optimize, I prefer to say.
Yeah, because I know they also use this for addiction. They have actually addiction facilities that use NAD. Yeah. It isn't very helpful for patients. Do something for the body. I think we're a little confused of how the IVs work within the body and what it's benefiting.
I can tell you how it works.
IVs?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tell us.
I know how that works, and I'm probably the only one who really knows how that works. We all agree. Right? So, and. Experts in the field agree that the NAD molecule is too big to get inside the cells.
Okay.
There's no debate on that point.
Yeah.
And we also know that NAD IV can be beneficial in certain situations like addictions and neurological conditions. Now, what I discovered was that NAD IV does not increase the NAD level inside of the cells. People want to believe that the NAD molecule through IV is broken down into NMN, NR, nicotinamide, and they get inside of the cells and are used to rebuild the NAD molecule. From a theoretical point of view, this can happen, it can work. But in reality, it does not happen. Okay?
And you're getting this from your tests?
Well, we're getting this from our studies, from the test results. So then the question is, why IV does not increase intracellular NAD, but people are getting some benefits in specific situations.
Yeah.
And the reason is that certain cells, cell types in our body have receptors for NAD. Now, the NAD outside of the cells can bind to the receptors and then change the cellular function temporarily. And that's how, so the extracellular NAD through IV is the mechanism that is providing the benefits that we have seen. And that's all good. So we can explain. We understand how it works now. At least from my point of view, I understand how it works. Then the next the important question that everyone should ask, and whether you are a doctor or you are a patient, you should understand. The question that everyone should ask is NAD IV sufficient?
Yeah.
The answer is absolutely no, because the vast majority of the NAD function comes from NAD inside the cells.
Yeah.
If you want to do NAD IV for your patients or for yourself, great. I'm not against it. I'm all for it if you are getting the benefits. But please, please consider getting your intracellular NAD up so you can benefit fully from NAD. How can you get the best way to get your intracellular NAD up is the NAD precursors. NMN, NR, or hopefully, you know, try my vitality boost. It works so well. I'm not trying to tell people, you know, use my product or anything, but you have the options.
So now I know there's NR IVs. What are your thoughts on NR IVs?
Okay, so I do not have data on NR IV, and I don't know whether it works or not. But I do know they are published data on NMN IV.
Okay.
Studies published from Japan showed that NMN IV does not increase NAD level, at least with the protocols they used. Oh. I cannot comment on NR IV because I don't have the data.
Oh, there you are. I lost you for a second.
You were frozen.
But yeah, so there's that little, you know, there's so much low controversy or gray areas in this space, you know, and so definitely with having these tests.
I think it's okay. I mean, there are always going to be controversies and the confusions. As a professor, as a teacher, I always consider my job as providing unfiltered information, the best scientific evidence that I know, and also provide the approaches or the ways that how people should approach a topic. You know, find the ways that you can evaluate. And I think I talked about, you know, two ways to judge whether it's good or not. Test and how you feel.
Yeah. Those are
if you combine the two, you know what works for you. Why should you care whether it's working for someone else or not as an individual? As a scientist, I have to care, right? That's different. But as an individual, if it works for me, I don't care whether it works for you or not from an individual point of view.
Yeah. And I like your point too, that everyone's body's different, everyone's maybe toxic levels different or genes or type of diet. So it's all affecting us a little bit differently, or we have the enzyme. I'm curious too, I want to talk a little bit about quality. A lot of people are saying, is this a good NR? Is this a good NMN? So what makes good quality NMN or NR?
So, I think it's the purity. Everyone thinks that the purity is just the percentage of NR or NMN in the total product. And that's important. I'm not saying it's not important. But I, in my opinion, it's not just a percentage. It's more important what contaminants you have in the product.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how little you have. Are the contaminants really bad for health?
What contaminants would be in a product like heavy metal?
What I call contaminants is products that are not NR or NMN. So anything usually is a precursors or a partial molecule that the raw material that was used to make NR or NMN, but you did not turn 100% of the raw material into the final product you want. So what are those impure components in the product becomes very different. Everyone just needs my NMN is 99.5% pure, mine is 99.9 or 90. These numbers are important, but I think it's not sufficient.
Okay.
It's very hard to know what's actually in a product unless you use very sensitive methodologies and you specifically look for the contaminating, I call it contaminating, doesn't necessarily mean a bad word, in the final product. Nobody does it. And so the way that I judge whether the product is good or not is to see how our body react to the product. I have gone through many, many different suppliers, and I know some products, makes my head spin, put me to sleep, and others are better. And so, it's not just a percentage, and that's what everyone's talking about. Mine is 0.1% more pure than yours. Yeah. Yours maybe 1.1% more pure than mine, but yours contain a molecule that actually makes me dizzy or makes me sleepy, and that's not good. So my point is, it's actually a very complicated issue. You want to know how the product works and what you have any side effects or not, and what you are gaining benefits.
Yeah, I think that's so great to think about. How do you feel after taking it? And then just like all these tests, even like the biological age test, you can see if your lifestyle factors, if your supplements, what is it benefiting you? So it's like same with the NAD test. It's like here, now you're doing these lifestyle changes, diet changes, supplements. Is your NAD increasing, or are you just wasting money or something? So the test.
People say that when you take supplements, you are just peeing your money away. I mean, that's actually true with most products, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is something that a lot of, like, supplements are expensive. And so a lot of people ask me, which one should I take? Which ones are important, And so
they are expensive. I mean, I agree. But my advice is don't chase the cheapest supplements. You are basically wasting your money, and more importantly, you are wasting your time because you think you are getting the benefits and while you are not. That's worse than the money that we can waste.
Yeah. And a lot of people just want to take a supplement and not eat healthy or, sleep or something.
That's not gonna happen because you have to pay attention to all the lifestyle approaches, and supplementation is part of the lifestyle. I mean, I would consider it's part of the nutrition, right? It's micronutrients, and you have to sleep well, and sleep enough, you have to have high quality sleep, you have to exercise, you have to pay attention to macronutrients, micronutrients, that's mostly supplementation. You have to reduce the stress, you have to, you know, avoid a lot of the personal bad habit and so on. It's a holistic approach.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're discovering more and more. I feel like, you know, years ago, it was an individual part of the body. And now we're realizing all these factors affect our whole body. So it's all together, you know, our arm is not separate from the rest of ourselves, or our stomach, right, brain. It's all connected, you know. So you have to incorporate the foundation of health and then try and biohack our way to like longevity.
Yeah. I mean, there are ways to do it. And, you know, you use data, use as much data as you can get to guide your actions. And I mean, the data can be from laboratory testing, but it can be just from how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, how you feel, how you are doing. The things that you can measure are part of the data, right? If you want to spend some money, and if you can afford to spend money on laboratory testing, that's great, that's better. But if you can, at least pay attention to your body. Pay attention how you are doing, and use net data to guide what you should do.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to think about, because a lot of people say these tests are so expensive, even though I'm such a fan of biomarkers and lab testing, because, you know, I think it's kind of a key to what you need to do. But if not, just see how you feel. So that's a good point. This was so great. I think we covered everything with NAD. For my guests, I always ask three biohacks that they want to tell the audience that they are loving right now.
That's great.
Yeah. Or three biohacks that you want to tell the audience you do?
Three biohacks, right? Three biohacks that I do?
Yeah, that maybe new, or you do daily food, you know?
I lifestyle optimization, everything from sleep to exercise, and paying attention to nutrition, and that's not number one.
Yeah.
And number two is I take about, you know, 50 different supplement ingredients. And so, and fortunately, I have access to laboratory data. I test myself monthly on a large panel of biomarkers that we test. So I do it in a very personalized, precision way, because I have the data.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, let me give you some practical. I do a lot. Not everyone will be able to, will want to do what I do, right? So let me give three advice. I think that's probably a better way, more informative. So my first advice is get into a healthy lifestyle habit that we already talked about.
Yeah.
And the second one is choose carefully your supplementation, because if you want to do much better, you are going to have to at least use some biohacking techniques, mostly supplementation. There are a few top ones that everyone should consider. Obviously, NAD is near the very, very top. I can give you maybe 5 to 10 supplements that I think are very important. NAD, the very top, vitamin D, very top, maybe, you know, many of the vitamins, you know, vitamin D, vitamin K, and E, and so on. Creatine, and that's becoming to the very top. It's very cheap, very affordable. And then I would say everyone should take a turmeric, a good turmeric product to control inflammation. And the next one that I would recommend is quercetin, and quercetin or fisetin. And these are good senolytics and also a good antioxidants. And also quercetin can control uric acid levels, which is uric acid is a routine laboratory test that I think most biohackers are not paying attention to. Now, yeah. If your uric acid is greater than 9, your life expectancy is reduced by 10 years. Yeah. So quercetin can help to reduce uric acid levels. And beyond that, there are some newer supplements that people can take. And so that's the second advice. The third advice is if you want and can afford and get into some, you know, red light, infrared therapies, saunas, and some, you know, physical type of treatment that can be very 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 helpful. And you know, so this would be my three categories of suggestions.
I love it. Well, those are great suggestions for everyone. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Everyone go check out Genfinity. It's also, you know, on Instagram, and you have the website and everything. So yeah, so much amazing information on your website and your Instagram. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. A huge thank you to Dr. Jan for sharing his expertise on NAD and providing so much valuable insight into optimizing our health and longevity. If you're inspired to take control of your health, be sure to visit Genfinity to learn more about NAD testing, cutting-edge supplements, and actionable steps you can take today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to elevate their health journey. As always, thank you for being a part of the Biohacker Blondie community. Stay healthy, stay curious, and keep biohacking your way to a better life. Until next time.